Of the first things we have to recognize is that tefillah is from the amudei ha'olam, the pillars of the world, just as Torah is the pillar of the world. Any success we want to have, whether in our physical world or spiritually, can only be attained through tefillah. The Ramchal explains that Hashem created the world this way, that all His creations receive what they need through the shefa, the outpouring of blessing, which comes from heaven, but only after us creations have turned to Hashem first in tefillah. Commensurate to the effort we put into tefillah is the reaction we receive from Hashem. Meaning that there are two aspects to tefillah. One, we're accustomed to, that whenever we have a pressing need, a difficult situation, and perhaps we don't have the requisite zechusim and merits to deserve being helped, but through tefillah, Hashem will help us. But there's another aspect of tefillah, that any form of blessing that we want to receive from Hashem, all goodness, all kindness, it only comes through tefillah. Chazal learned this from psukim that are said in Ma'aseh Bereishis, in creation. V'chol siach hasada terem yia ba'aretz, all grasses, all vegetation hasn't grown yet. V'chol esef hasada terem yitzmach. Why? Ki lo himter Hashem alekim al ha'aretz. Because it hasn't rained, Hashem didn't make it rain yet on the earth. Va'adam ayin lavad es adam, and there was no person to work the ground. And Rashi explains the vegetation was created, and it was waiting at the surface to sprout, but couldn't, because it hadn't rained yet. And why didn't it rain yet? Because there was no man created to work the earth. And Rashi explains that what this means is, there was no man who would recognize Tavasan Shal Geshamim, the great chesed, and the kindness inherent in rain, and daven for it to fall, pray for it to fall. There was no tefillah, so therefore the rain couldn't fall yet. We see the same thing with Yitzchak Avinu, who davened and davened until he was answered with children. Ayata Yitzchak al Hashem l'noichach ishta, he was hirba b'tefillah. He davened a tremendous amount, but he knew he was going to have children. Hashem had promised Avraham Avinu that he would have descendants. There was no question Yitzchak was going to have children. But Yitzchak understood it won't happen without tefillah. Likewise, the Jews in Mitzrayim knew that they would be redeemed. Hashem had promised to redeem them. But it didn't begin until they cried out to Hashem, Vayishma Hashem esnakosam, and Hashem heard their cries. Rav Chaim Vital Zatzal, who was the primary Talmud of the Arizal, writes that although in the time of Chazal they made Torah their primary focus, there was terasan keva in serving Hashem today, and this was 500 years ago, we have to focus on davening. Now, this doesn't dispute the fact that Talmud Torah keneged kulam, Torah is the most important thing, and learning Torah measures against every form of avodas Hashem. Nevertheless, we understand that at different times, we're meant to focus on different things. On Rosh Hashanah, we have to daven and hear Shofar, and of course, if we learn a blot of Gemara, it's infinitely important, but and more chashev than Shofar perhaps, but that's not the focus on the day of Rosh Hashanah. On that day, concentrating on Shofar and Tefillah is what's most important. It's paramount. And likewise, of course, Torah is still our main goal. But in the era we live in, Tefillah has to be given far more importance. And it has to dominate a valuable portion of our time and minds because this time requires it. What this means is that our generation is the gateway to Mashiach. All the years that Klal Yisrael lived through Galus, all the learning, the mitzvahs, the suffering of generation after generation combines together to create the great zechus we need to merit the geula. But after that all has added up, we need tefillah to open the door, just as the Jews in Mitzrayim did. Chazal go through every spiritual achievement a person might want, whether it's Torah or mitzvahs, and every other thing a person might want, wealth and children, and comes to the conclusion that the only way to achieve this is through tefillah. Yivakesh rachamim, ask mercy from the one who all wealth belongs to. Sometimes everything is in place, and the only thing holding back all the blessing is that a tefillah is missing to open the door. And that's why it's so important to learn how to daven properly.